We begin our second week of Lent with Jesus as he takes the cross which will cause him to stumble and fall three times. We continue to journey with this innocent man, condemned to a painful death, a crowd gloating at his misfortune, jeering at the indignity of his weakness and falls, and at his seeming failure. Jesus took his cross and got up each time becoming increasingly difficult, yet carrying on to the place of his final act of love. We see no bitterness or recriminations as he gives his life in great pain for us. His commitment to his Father's will is absolute. Not my will, but yours be done. Am I carrying a cross in my life, and how do I journey with it? Do I accept it, or do I grumble at the heavy load and become discouraged and despair? Am I ashamed of vulnerability and weakness, always wanting to appear strong and in control? Do I bully weaker people at home or at work? When I fall, do I have the courage to get up and begin life's journey again? Do I ever gloat in the misfortunes of others, or think that they may have deserved it? Can I look back at a time of weakness in my life and see God's power at work in me? Let us pray. Father, your Son has shown that following him does not exclude the cross. Yet we often feel let down by you when our heavy crosses come. At the moments of life when we feel crushed, teach us not to feel self-pity, but to trust in your Son's presence and join our pain to his. When we struggle to do this, forgive our weakness. Father, forgive us, for we know not what we do.